I had like a milkshake, and I'm like, yo, this dude's window's open. What if I just ruined this dude's day? Make sure he's gonna have a sweet ride home. More on it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's episode of Pal Talk Real Talk. We're your hosts, Henny and Emily.
Hi, Henny.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I see we have some guests with us.
Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm the two-time champ. I'm kidding. Nah, my name is Abu, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
My name is Ridwan.
My name is Ahmed.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Doing good, yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So, Malay reached out to me and told me that you guys wanted to come on the podcast. And of course, I like having guests. She likes having guests. So that's great. And you guys have a little something you want to talk about.
Yeah, I think this episode is going to be a little spicy and a little hot.
We just want to put a disclaimer out there.
That we do not agree with none of it. But I think it's interesting to look into
opinions of young men who like to voice their opinions. And obviously, we want to give them a platform to talk about their stuff, but we do not condone nor accept any of these things.
That's so for any of our guests.
It's just for any of our guests. They just here to talk shit and we're just here to listen.
That's true.
And so spread shit.
I heard that one thing that you guys disagree on is interracial dating, so I'll start off with Ahmed. Tell me your point of views on interracial dating.
I don't think it's right. I don't think that the whole, like, if you're in different cultures, like, you just I don't know.
Are you talking?
Doesn't work.
I'm on the complete opposite spectrum of these guys. I think that if I were to fall in love, that I wouldn't care about the race or the culture of the person. I think that personally, I'd fall in love with whoever I want to fall in love with. And the fact that they're saying that you need to look at their culture and you need to look at the color, not the color of the skin, but like more of like, yeah, the color of their skin. You need to look at the color of their skin to be able to date them. It makes no sense to me. It's like you're trying to control a natural process.
Mm. Now, do you think this has a lot to do with just other, like, because, you know, we're also Mali. So do you think that this has a lot to do with the stories that we've heard of failing interracial relationships?
Yeah, I actually do have a story about that, about how I have an aunt and she ran away with a man when she was like 18, but wasn't Somali. She did eventually have kids with this man. And right now, I guess she had this downward spiral. And I think it's because of the absence of both what she knew for the first 18 years of her life, both in, you know, the culture that she was pretty much raised up in. She pretty much grew up her entire life in Ohio, but she was still like in a pretty Somali part of Ohio, especially like Grove City. And because of that, when you go to like place like Atlanta, of course, like you're just entirely separated from all that. And I feel like the absence of what she knew best caused her to have this emptiness in her life, which she unfortunately tried to fill with alcohol. And right now she's in jail. And because of that, she lost both her kids. And this man apparently came to my grandmother, who my aunt said was dead. She came up to him and he wants his kids to be raised by my grandmother right now. And she's really trying to fight it. And it's really, she wants the kids, but at the same time, it's kind of tough, you know, because she doesn't really have enough money because she's already raising her own mom too. And because of that, I always just try to avoid situations like that. And I try to stay with what's familiar to me. And I learned that both of that relationship and other relationships I've seen that were sort of like that, that it's probably best to just stick with someone, or at least someone who would be able to share the same experiences, or someone, you know, definitely that your mom and their mom would be able to get connected with.
Ahmed, can you tell me more about how you think that even though you are living in this generation, mm-hmm. how your culture is still impacting you dating outside of your race?
Okay, hypothetically speaking, let's say like all of our parents were just like, we're still Somali, but just cut the culture out. We're literally completely different people. Like our morals, everything like is like based around our culture. And obviously that's tied to like Islam too. Like the Somali culture is heavily tied to Islam. But what I'm just saying is just like our connection to our country and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know. It's just important. It's just who we are.
Well, Don, what do you think about that?
I feel like I can agree with him too. Thing is, amazingly about culture is this fact that they can single-handedly create personalities. And you'd see that, of course, with both the matriarch and patriarch of any household.
Okay!
Such a knowledgeable man.
I know. I was going to say, I see you.
I heard the patriarch and I said,
woo. She just likes using big words, bro.
That's how I talk, bro. See how powerful
you sound. The losing team.
I'm on the right team. I feel like I'm debating by myself. I'm not going to lie.
I understand where you're coming from.
We're talking hypothetically speaking. Mm-hmm. All right. Say that, Ahmed, you fell in love with a girl that happened to be white. Uh-huh. Hypothetically, would you think that you'd be able to have a healthy relationship with her? Absolutely not.
No.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Why not?
I mean, instances happen, man. Like, you know, you could easily meet somebody who's your friend, who's your study buddy, and then all of a sudden you develop feelings. You can't control feelings.
I could.
So what would you do?
I'm not talking about feelings. He said if it would be a healthy relationship and it would work. Not only is it like just the culture thing, but also the family. No way like any of my parents especially would like go for that at all. Mm. And then that would put strain on the relationship. And then just like our cultures add on to that, it just wouldn't work in the end.
But have you ever communicated this with your parents and let them know?
And they
shut that down?
Yeah.
Dang. What if you decide to test it out?
I mean, I could, but I wouldn't.
But do you think that has a lot to do with fear? Maybe you're kind of afraid of letting your parents down because you don't want to date. You want to date somebody of an interracial couple, but they won't approve of that. Don't you think that has a lot to do with fear? Like, you haven't tested it out. Tried it out.
It doesn't have what I wanted to say. How would you know?
How would you know? You didn't test it out.
Yeah, but I know I'd be able to make it work.
But Abu's saying that he's with it.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Okay. So you're saying we're not even, none of us are, none of us could talk about anything because we've never been in an interracial.
You want to try a relationship, though. I'm just not going to try it. I'm just dismissing it.
You're dismissing it in general without even trying anything.
Mine is less harm than anything.
Not every relationship is perfect. There's going to be problems within a relationship no matter what. So you're saying you can't love a girl enough not to be able to go through those problems and grow from it?
It's adding on extra strain to a relationship right off the bat, though.
But that's something that you know immediately after falling in love with somebody. You know that they're a different race. So obviously okay, but I'm willing to get through
that. Yeah, you have to think about that.
So your stance right here is I'm not going to be in an interracial relationship because I don't want to take the risk of upsetting my parents.
Yeah.
And his is I can take the risk of being in an interracial relationship. Because he wants to explore. If he wants to explore that, then he feels like he's open to, and maybe his parents will accept that.
Yeah. Another thing I want to add is that obviously we're not going to date somebody who's in the opposite religion. That's just asking for even more problems. Mm-hmm. So say they're Mexican and they're Muslim. It's like that, since our culture is so intertwined with Islam, wouldn't she be able to understand what we're talking about too?
No.
No, not at all. Mm.
She grew up in a like Latin house.
But they're I see stuff online where they're very, very similar to each other. I mean, like the struggles that they have here in America are pretty similar to the struggles we have, aside from the fact that our color of our skin is darker, complexion, so we have to go through our problems ourselves. But I mean, like, it's pretty similar regardless. I mean, I'm not understanding why.
I'm not saying that we're like completely like alien people. Like, they're like, we're completely different. What I'm saying is like the problems will arise, like no matter what, eventually. And those problems, it's going to get to a point where nobody's going to want to deal with it because like it's just going against like their whole life, what they've been taught.
Do you have thoughts on this?
I guess I do agree with Ahmed, of course, because I've always like leaned with that kind of ideology, the fact that I'd rather just dismiss it entirely rather than even begin to try. Because the idea that I wouldn't know something simply because I didn't try it doesn't make sense.
But wouldn't you guys rather experiment with that? You know, like go out, see somebody, meet somebody of a different culture, and then you'd be able to test for yourself whether or not you want to, you know, move forward with that or just stick to your own culture.
I'm not on that at all.
You're not into you're young.
I got to talk to her dad. I would want permission to talk.
Listen, man, you men are young. You can go out and meet and talk to different girls of different cultures and then see for yourself, hey man, Somali girls are the vibe. You guys are in a different age group than me and Malay. So how long are you guys willing to date a person before you make it exclusive?
It's like, I talked to you for more than a month. I mean, I guess.
Well, so you're saying that you would know if you're talking to a girl within a month. Do you consider that dating if you're talking to her within a month?
No, it's just like talk, like getting to know each other.
Okay. After you got to know each other.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then you're going to get into dating. So how long are you willing to date her until you get into a serious relationship?
Is it like fourth date, fifth date kind of thing? Like when you take her out?
I'm so confused. Is that how relationship works?
For real.
Well, I mean, you don't, because like the thing is like, I don't know. I guess you're used to like dating friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, you know, you already know them. You already know them. That's why.
I guess, oh, you're talking about if it's, well, I guess random?
Like a, not like a random, just someone you don't know as well, like who's not in your friend group.
I mean, obviously I'd hang out. I'd instead of like trying to date them, I'd hang out with them.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I, that's then, like, yeah, getting to know them.
Yeah, like, I'd hang, just, out, like, with hang them. Out with them and see.
Do you know what that's called?
Huh.
Dating.
No, I wouldn't.
That's, what?
That is dating.
That is dating.
Dating?
Hanging out dating. With them?
That's not, dating. Like, yo,
that is not hanging out.
Yeah.
Bruh. Oh my God.
We're asking Gen Yers how to date and they are confusing us.
You're literally just defined. With
you, no, I just be in their vicinity, like
yeah, we're just having dating. Fun. We like what? Like I don't know what's gonna happen, so it's not dating.
That is dating.
No, it's not.
That that's is, not so dating. Is when one person says, or, yeah. "I want this girl," so therefore I'm going yeah, to take one her
or
out.
Both of them yeah. like each other,
and then I'm going to take them out and see like if they're gonna actually be in a situation where it's like love is in the air. But we're talking about hanging out in like a different love. Sense.
That's
like,
pretty much the exact same thing.
Children, that's children. That's dating.
Young men. That is the exact same.
So time out. So then what do you guys do nowadays that's not considered dating but hanging out? So what's your definition of all that?
What I was trying to say is that me and Ahmed have been in a scenario where like DSU, we went to Black Student Union. We went to Black Student Union and we became friends with some of the girls there. But we didn't even talk to the girls that we were interested in because we became friends with these other girls. We just became friends with them, right? And then we started, they wanted to hang out outside of BSU. So we started going and watching movies with them and stuff. And it was just a group of people hanging out. So say if I start like saying, I start noticing one of the girls and I say, this girl seems really cool. I fucks with her. Low key, I'm trying to see what happens. Mm-hmm. So then you start chopping on her. That's what we're trying to say. We're not like, you already know the person through hanging out.
So
you just go for them afterwards.
So you want to start dating a person you've already friends with. That's what you guys equate dating to now?
No, that's what he.
That's what you equate dating to
that's
now.
That's not him thing. Well,
wait, what do you mean, Rodon?
I said that's a him thing. I've never tried that.
Abu's a hopeless romantic.
Oh, really has not been in this scenario.
Abu's a hopeless romantic.
Ahmed, then what is your pursuit or your way of dating or your definition of dating?
I guess it's like normal dating. It's just, I don't know. It's just my mindset's different.
How would you, how so?
Because, I don't know. It's like, I've never like put it into words before, but I know what it means. It's just, I don't
so
know.
Let's say that you like a girl, mm-hmm. okay? So how are you going to get this girl?
I talked to her. What's
well, first and foremost, do you, when you first meet this girgirl, do you ask for her social media? Or are you going to ask for her number?
Snap.
It's why? Different. It's different.
Phone number is like weird. Like, let me get your phone number. Like, it's weird.
He's too direct.
Yeah.
When you're saying, let me get your phone number, that means you like you're being
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
You got to be a little subtle with your ways. Clearly, he's trying to make her laugh. And if you ask for a snap instead, that just means I want to talk to you. But if you ask for her phone number, that means I'm trying to.
Yeah,
no, I'm trying to get in.
Yeah, exactly. You can't
get in where you fit.
It's
in,
all about lying. It's not lying. It's all about like. It's all yes, about it the finesse.
It's all about the process.
It's all about the process.
It's all
yeah.
about the process.
So what yeah. we've learned right now is that if you ask for a phone number, it's a direct like way. Is it a way that because it does it feel like you guys are going to get rejected if you ask for a phone
especially
number?
If she's a pretty girl. Yeah, she probably gets her number asked all the time. Like I'm just a random dude on the streets. Like.
Exactly.
Yeah, your number. Like, what the fuck? It's just like, it's, like you make them laugh, get the snap, and then like you build the relationship.
Mm.
Or not a relationship. You build the
connection.
A connection.
Like a scenario would be like she puts something on her story. You slide up, make her laugh from right there. Boom. That's a combo right there. That's a little mini combo you get. It's the story is super important. The story is actually really important.
What do you mean the story?
It's because it reveals something about her, and you have a conversation topic off of what she's revealing on her story. Yeah, she doesn't post anything on her story, all you do, you can't just slide up and say what's up. No, it's a conversation starter. Say if she like posts like an artist on her story, you'd be like, yo, you listen to this artist? And if even if you don't listen to it, just lie.
But wouldn't you say this is so much more tedious? And also, wouldn't you say that eventually this fizzles out? Because at some point, and I've seen it, at some point when you're going on Snapchat, you're talking to these girls trying to start a conversation, at some point it fizzles out. And all of a sudden you just have each other on Snap and that's that. Mm. Don't, wouldn't you say that it's pointless? If you're trying to grab the girl and you've already chopped her up to the point where you have already got her Snapchat, wouldn't you have rather just gotten her phone number so you can go direct that? Instead of playing this large mouse game, you could easily text the game.
I don't think that really worked because the thing with phone numbers is that like once you give it out to them, that's that. If he has your phone number, most definitely he's going to hit you up and instantly try to build a relationship, which is just cringe. And the idea that you even let that happen is just enough to let you know that if you like block them, it doesn't matter. He's always gonna find another phone. That's how people are.
Yeah, just download like those text messages.
The reason gonna get constantly blown up. What are you gonna do? Change your phone? You can always change your snap. You can never change your phone. That's tough.
How are you gonna change your snap?
You know, you can't. You can just block.
You can just block them.
Yeah, on you can block them on your phone. Too.
No one's really going to go through the process of getting a whole new
snap. If he makes a new snap after you block him, you just don't add him. It's like a random snap that you've never seen before. Just don't add him.
Same thing could apply for a phone number. No. If he decides to text you from a fake number, you could easily block the number.
Nobody can say anything to you on your snap if you don't have him added.
It seems like the lose-lose is the same thing because I don't understand. Because it's not working regardless. If you guys fizzle out and she removes you off Snapchat, she could easily do the same thing off of text. And if you decide to reach her and create a new Snapchat, like you're saying create a new Snapchat, she could block it, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You can use those texting apps to create another texting app, another number and text her through there. She could easily block you. The point is, you get blocked regardless. So, like, I just don't see why make all these little steps when you can go straight from
this
A to B.
This is the reason why, all right? So, say this girl, it's the whole point of it is that it's less risky to directly ask for a phone number. Because say this girl isn't interested in you, right? If she isn't interested in you, but she just thinks you're cool, then you just add her on Snap and you're just a cool person that she has on your Snap. Then you get her interested. But if you ask for her phone number directly, she knows exactly what you're going for. It's not that you're playing hard to get. It's just that you have to break the walls that she puts up.
You're gonna say break her will. What the fuck?
No, but that's the main reason why. It's not because like we want to like
Play this game mind gamer.
No, it's just because some girls don't want to be into. Some girls are just not into that type of stuff.
Yeah, they just don't want
to
be hit on.
Yeah, they just don't want to be hit on. So you instead of hitting them on, you just get closer to them. Mm-hmm. Then you just it's all about the FaceTime. The FaceTime is the most important part.
FaceTime is easy through iPhone though.
Wait, why is the FaceTime important?
Because it's like she wouldn't FaceTime you. If you literally immediately even if you call her on Snap, if you call her on Snap and then just turn on your camera, you see it as a weirdo. Yeah. What is wrong with
who does that?
Like if you let a guy add you on Snap, would you and then he calls you and tries to like put you wouldn't want that, right? But if a guy was talking to you on Snapchat for a while, it's like, yo, da da da, and a scenario comes up that you guys want to, like, you're going to FaceTime. Wouldn't you rather FaceTime a guy you know way better than some random? So that's the whole reason why. Mm. And once you get to FaceTime, it's set, bro. You're good.
So what we've learned is that FaceTime is really important to this generation.
FaceTime seems to be the goal.
FaceTime is the goal to get to it. Apparently, that's like the aha moment. Like, if you got her on FaceTime, like, that's it. That's your girl.
But it seems that you have
There's a journey.
That's a journey.
That's just like now you're in the game. Now you're tapped in.
Weren't you already in the game?
No, first.
No.
You are the first step is getting to FaceTime. The second time is once you're in FaceTime, now you have to set it up that she wants to FaceTime you all the time. Mm-hmm. And after that, you have to like build closer and closer. And then you just end it with, yo, low-key, I'm sick of FaceTime. Let's just go somewhere.
So all of this, how long does it take to get to let's go somewhere?
It depends on the girl. It depends on the girl.
What's the longest it's ever taken you?
I mean, if you want to just be fast, you can just say, I have really bad Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. You can say, you can do like set up some ways.
So what's the longest that it's ever taken you? And what's the quickest that it's ever taken you?
If it's taking you more than like, I'd say a month. Whoa, I don't think it's worth the struggle. I don't think it's worth the struggle after a month.
It should be two.
Wait, like a month before the FaceTime or a month for what?
After the FaceTime. Like you FaceTime and then now you want to hang out. Mm-hmm. So how long is that?
FaceTime is definitely longer than Snapchat.
Okay.
It's definitely longer. Because Snapchat is only going to take, like, you can't just, like, talk to them for a week and then try to FaceTime them. You have to make it seem like you're their friend, like, you're close.
Because on Snapchat, you rely on them to post stuff and stuff. Like, you rely on them to, so if they just don't post, then fuck.
Rizwan, you talk a lot about how you're not interested in dating and interested in being in an interracial relationship. Uh-huh. So what are your thoughts right now on Somali women?
Of course, they're just like, they're all I could really think about when it comes to someone I'm going to have to spend the rest of my life with. If that's what you mean.
So your pool is strictly, I'm going to date Somali.
Of course.
So what have your experiences been with, like, what's your dislikes and likes about Somali dating?
I guess a dislike would be the fact that it's like extremely hard to even initiate a conversation with them sometimes. It's like, I don't know what to talk about in order for us to like reach a middle ground. mm-hmm. without me having to immediately go for something Islam. Like, it doesn't make sense. I feel like everyone's like their own different person, regardless of what culture they're raised in. And because of that, I guess me hanging out with like white people for like most of my life, I just can't connect to them on that kind of basis. And if I talk to any one Somali girl, it sounds like I'm just singling her out, much rather than being in the group.
So what challenges have you faced with like dating with Somali girls?
I can't say like, oh, that's good, you're trying to link up. Like, I can't say that. It's like I feel like a lot more comfortable talking to like other races of people, even though the irony of it is that I will never date them.
Mm. Wouldn't you say that's a struggle with you trying to...
Are you in your head too much about it? Is that what it is like? Or is it like there's previous experiences that happen that makes it really like challenging for you?
That.
Okay, so what are your previous...
Okay, I was in a lunch table with a group of my friends, and this one Somali girl beckons to me. She's like, hey, someone wants to talk to you within this table. I'm like, oh, okay. And I get up and I just get stared at like for like seconds on end. I'm looking at them and everyone just starts dying. And I felt so embarrassed. I sat back down. I didn't know what to do. And like, it's because of that every single time. Because here's the thing. There's something else you don't know about me. It's the fact that my name. it's one. That's what the intention was. But I don't know why it turned out like this. It's spelled retone.
What?
Okay, it's terrible.
Wait,
it's
what?
So bad.
It's spelled R-E-T-O-N-E. Retone. So
because, bad. Like, his dad thought it'd be like Ritone. There's one word.
His dad did not know how to spell his name. That's why.
Yes. He wanted it to be together. Ritone, not retone.
Oh.
So everybody just called retone.
Yeah, they would love to call it that. It would be really. It wouldn't make me feel good. Because, like, everyone liked to do that, like, around, like, I think, like, sixth grade is when it started.
That's when it started.
Yeah. But, like, I guess they just continue it. No one else said it but them. It's like they're the only ones to remember.
The Somali girls?
Yes. Yeah. Even some I never even met, they really believe my name's Rito. Like, they wouldn't have no idea it was Thalam.
Did you ever tell them that you didn't like it?
Of course I did. You think it matters? You think it honestly matters?
And they still, he said it doesn't matter. It matters. Yes, it does.
No,
it matters to them. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Riddy, wouldn't it get to the point where, like, you're, like, walking? Like, you would just be walking past the group and they just start harassing you, right?
Okay, so what happened with that?
They would just be...
It's like, dude, it just be like... I'd be like walking with a friend like down the hall or something, and I'd see them. I'm like, hey man, can we go around this route instead? I'm like, he's like, why? Just like, classroom's right there. I'm like, I don't know, man. I just want to take the long route. And he wouldn't let me. And I just walked past it. I'm just waiting for it. It's like, retone, retone. And he's like, yo, they know about that? Yo. And then he just laughed too. And everyone would just be laughing. And it's just.
So you've been traumatized by that whole stuff. That's why you just is like, you're too scared to
talk. He wasn't
talk
even
to
safe
it
at work.
Rudy used to work at Walgreens, right?
I worked at Walgreens.
Rudy would work at Walgreens. And like, one of them would come. Just you tell that.
I'm not going to name drop because that's just me.
Okay, but what happened with the story
initial,
at Walgreens?
Just the initial, if you have to.
Yeah, like one would show up. And she was like, oh, hey, Riton, how you doing? I'm like, and she talked to me like a normal person, but it was still pretty condescending. Like, I'd asked her plenty of times, yo, just don't call me that. No, okay, with Juan.
No, I was talking about the one where they just like ran around the store looking for you.
Yeah, another friend. I have another friend who works there. His name is Ibrahim. I don't care if I name drop at this point. And he was working there that day. And like a bunch of them showed up looking for me. Like, is Riton there? And Ibrahim was like, no. He's not here.
What's
he's
his
like,
fascination with you? That they,
yeah.
I don't know.
Sounds like they like you.
No, it has nothing
no,
to do with
it. It wasn't.
Okay, here's some context behind it. Ridwan, he didn't hang out with Somali people back then. Like, he hangs out with us now, but back then he used to hang out with white people. And like, I guess like, it was like, there was like a disconnect and they thought, oh, Ridwan is just a sweetie. He's just a sweetie, funny guy. He's just like, hey, he's just funny. And so they just constantly mess with him. And like one of the scenarios, like he was in class.
Oh no. I was like, it was me and this dude. We were working on like our end of the year project for, I think the class was
American history.
Yeah, American history. Yep. And it was like junior year. It was like pretty much the end of the year. And like, I just hear these like dudes like talking. They're like talking smack about everybody in class. So I felt like, okay, so like this dude, like, okay, I blame myself low-key because I had a pretty weird fit. I'm not gonna lie.
It was a normal fit. No, don't justify it.
The boys were completely fine.
Yeah. Cause it was like, yeah, it's just a normal fit.
Wait, go on.
Cool in the class. I had a pretty nice outfit, I'm not gonna lie. I had like a Houston Rockets t-shirt, you know, it was like black, like, you know, the red R on it. Mm-hmm. And like I had the black Air Forces, and of course, like I think I had like a white sweatpants, so I was cool with it.
It was a
Huh? Yeah, it was a pretty normal fit.
Sounds like a good fit.
A time. And then like I hear this, like, yo, check this man kicks. And they're like, yo, check this man's shirt. This man got heat.
Yeah, like he was like making fun of like he got the heat.
They're crying.
And they're like crying. I'm hearing like death smashing, like, oh, I have to hold it back. I feel all they're laughing. It's like, oh, yo. What's wrong with people? Like, what's an ass?
No, and then like it's not being about the they're like bandwagon ass.
They're winning bandwagon.
Wait a minute, are you a Rockets fan?
Of course not. I just have one t-shirt of them. I just wear it because all my stuff was dirty. It's like Rockets fan thing.
So you have to explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself.
They're like, it was just terrible.
They were just so they were coming and insulting your outfit the whole time.
Of course. it made me disconnect from smaller people. I didn't want to make it look. I didn't want to make it like I'm trying my best to see the light at these people. But they make it so hard. They make it so hard. I try.
How mad you were like, describe like how mad you got. Like you don't understand. This like, guy, you hated him.
I already hated this guy. I don't know why. I just couldn't stand him. It's like, I couldn't even swallow. That's how mad I was. You ever been like that to the point you got so emotional you couldn't even swallow because you knew tears would come out? Like, that's how mad I was, bro. Like, for real. I had to get up.
The links you wanted to go to.
What would you have done to him?
Okay. One at a time. Let him tell the story.
All right. I'm like sociopathic. I scare myself because I thought about it.
And you call yourself like, the Hulk?
Huh?
Do you consider yourself like a Hulk?
No, he's not like, kind of mad. Oh. No, it's
he's like methodical. Like he's thinking about like ruining.
So
like,
sociopath.
Oh, okay, go on.
So I'm hanging with these two one day. I think we went to Wendy's or something. And like we just see this dude's car. Because we're just terrible people. We skip school a lot.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Our Talk Real Talk does not condone anyone to skip their courses because you are already listening to us as a distraction and you think the right thing to do is to skip your class. All of this is made possible by your contributions to your PTRT station from viewers like you. Thank you.
Anyways, I had like a milkshake and I'm like, yo. Yeah, this dude's window's open. I'm like, what if I just ruin this dude's day? And make sure he's gonna have a sweet ride home. More on.
He even said to us, he's like,
Papa's tires real quick. Yeah. I had my keys. So I'm like, are my keys strong enough to puncture his tire?
And then he tried it, and then his keys were so fucking done.
I actually tried it. I scared him.
Elena, I would like to ask you guys do's and don'ts on your thoughts of
dating,
whether it's interracial or not.
I actually learned a lot. I never really hung out with girls back then, but I've learned a lot. Apparently, girls don't like being called females.
No.
I never knew that, right? I never knew that before. Like, oh, I'm about to go hang out with these females. Apparently, that's like a derogatory term. And like, we bring you guys down. I didn't know that before. I literally just learned it 2 days ago. So I guess that's a don't do that.
Okay.
Girls actually do like being complimented. You just can't be weird about it. Like, but it's fine if you slide and be like, you look really good in this picture. They think that's cool, right? Wouldn't you be like,
yeah, that's a nice compliment.
That's a nice compliment. And before, I completely thought you're not supposed to slide up, you're not supposed to comment under. No, actually, you can't comment under this.
No, on Insta, no, you never Instagram, do that.
That's for friends. That's for their friends. Men cannot comment under girls' Instagrams. That's illegal. It's bad. It's a don't. It's a fat don't.
Like either.
It's a fat don't.
It's within their generation of dating.
Yeah.
Fat don't.
All right, Radwan, what is your do and don't?
Okay, a don't is don't be vague. Like, I feel like a very like important thing with relationships is communication. Mm-hmm. A lot of relationships like pretty much fail because you're not able to get your point across, or you're just one of those stoic guys who just don't really talk all that much. I'm pretty sure not a lot of women are into that. Like, I don't know if you guys are into that, like someone who just wouldn't really talk to you, just like go on, do their day, and just give you like the most weird half-assed answers, of course, how their day went. That doesn't make sense. I feel like if you're in a relationship, you're entitled to know. No, that's a strong word. I take that back.
You're right.
Entitled to know someone is like safe or anything. You know, yes. Like if anything would go down in your day, if it's like a good thing or a bad thing, I feel like I'm allowed to know about that, and I feel like I'm allowed to be happy or mad with you.
That's perfect. Applies in all generations. Communication is number one.
Well, Ahmed,
relationships are about give and take. I think
I think that both people should be like benefiting from a relationship. I think both of them should be growing. And I think that there should be like, a common relationship of, I give you this, you give, not give, but like, just like make it be equal, I guess.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming on our show. I think this has been a very spicy topic, as Emily has brought out there. Where can people find you on social media?
Mine is Spooky King of Boo. Spooky King of Boo. And that's it. That's my tag for Instagram.
My Instagram is Ahmed Khalaf. It's K-H-A-A-L-A-F.
Wait, there's an underscore.
No, it's not. I took the underscore out and it's just two A's.
Okay.
Okay, so then we'll also put in the show notes of their Instagram if you're interested in following them. Ridwan is a mystery man.
He's decided to keep
it. I think I might as well.
If they really want to, they can just look up your name on our following.
It's all lowercase. Ridwan with two A's. _ Osman 1.
I think he's a keeper, ladies.
Yeah.
Definitely. You got a future king.
Oh, God.
Sign in them DMs, ladies. It is not too late to ask out men.
And he's 6'3".
It is not too late to ask. Oh, he fits the bill.
The price went up
for Ridwan. Don't false advertise.
The price went up. As always, we're going to put our social media out there. You can reach us at paltalkrealtalk@gmail.com or head us on the IG. As always, take care of yourself. Be good to your mental health and do something good. Thank you.